It's 3:59 o'clock. No. Don't turn off that dial. You're currently listening to Miscellaneous Music, and we have some special messages for you all. So, see you in a few minutes, and take these messages with you as you... Don't turn the dial. I'll be back in, like, 5 minutes, please. All right, let's go.
What a nice day. I should put on some music. Aw, rats. My speaker ran out of battery.
Don't worry, I brought my radio.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please. So always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please. So always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, September 15th, join the Activities Council for Club Feud, happening from 9 to 10:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, head down to the Red Dragon Theater for some Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Student Fashion Society for their first general body meeting, happening from 7 to 8:15 p.m. in IRC 1. Also happening on Wednesday is another round of Club Feud. Head on down to the ballroom from 9 to 10:30 p.m. On Thursday, join the Office of Equity and Inclusion for a film screening of American Agitators, happening from 6 to 9 p.m. in the Great Room in Lee Hall. On Friday, be sure to join Activities Council for their general body meeting, happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Hunt Union in the Leather Stock Room. On Friday, join Faculty Opportunities for a Friday social hour at the Muddy River, happening from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. for faculty at the Muddy River Tap Room in Oneonta. On Saturday, join the Activities Council for their show of Saturday Soundscape, Selena, the Last Concert, live from the Astrodome, happening from 8 to 9 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week, and be sure to keep it locked.
Literally, if you're not keeping it locked, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are we doing? Okay, we're back.
Yay!
Our trainee just headed out. Yeah. Shout out to my goat.
Saying ours as if I'm...
It is. It's our show.
Oh,
it's
is our, it?
In my heart.
In our heart.
Whoever's, like, here, it just becomes our show. It's just in my heart.
That's beautiful.
Can you feel my heart? Oh. Do, 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 do. Okay. Yeah. Guess what the next song is.
Is it a 17 song?
No.
Oh.
It's the Marias.
Oh.
It's Hamptons by the Marias.
Hamptons.
Mm-hmm. 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 I like Chapstick does this weird thing where, like... puts these little, like, white things on my mouth. It's really weird.
Oh, I get it. I hate Chapstick, like, disappeared.
Do you need Chapstick? I have.
I should be good right now, but, okay. Like, mine fully just disappeared. It's probably in one of my pockets.
Yeah,
and I just
you're several look. Pockets, of course.
Yep. I leave everything in my pockets.
And I am a pocket. I thought I... What? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not Hamptons by the Marias. I don't really have a lot to say about this song. I just like this album. I like. I think Submarine is a great album.
It really is.
I really like the artistic direction they went here. I like their visuals for this album a lot. Like, being underwater thing. Even though, like, it's crazy really freaky cool. to me. Like, I could never do that. I think it's so cool.
Mm.
I'm a big fan of that. But, yeah. This is Hamptons by the Marias. Thanks for coming in for hour two of Miscellaneous Music.
Yes.
I feel like I sound so quiet.
You are a little quiet to me.
Right?
I moved mine closer because I felt so quiet.
Am I...
That could all just be because we're just, like, a little quieter than we were before. And
yeah,
I was so
right?
used to, like, the loud
all noises. The energy just, like, depleted out of my body. Like, I don't know what just happened. I'm just going to talk a little louder and a little closer. I feel like I sound better now. But, yeah, I like this song a lot. I like this album. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited.
Also, we did know that song that was just playing.
Nobody move. There's blood on the floor. And I can't find my heart. This, like, album cover is, like, fun. What it's, like, one? Jaws core.
Thundercat?
Yeah.
Or, oh.
Jaw.
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 Jaw. Okay. Ja. It's Hamptons by the Marias. I hope you like it. Let's freaking do it.
Whoop.
Thinking in the empty.
I fully thought that was my mic. Ah! Can they hear me? Can y'all hear me good? Okay.
Guys, I can't hear myself anymore. Can you guys hear me?
I can't even hear you on my headphones at all.
Can you guys hear me now?
I can't tell if I'm hearing you through my headphones. I don't. Are my headphones even playing anything? Okay, wait. Say something again.
I'm sitting right next to Alani right now, so I'm on her mic.
I can hear you a bit, like a little, yeah.
Yeah, I just can't hear myself, so I don't know what I sound like.
I don't know how good you sound. So, comment down those who are listening, comment down below if Maddie sitting all up on me next to me is better or sitting across from me is better. Should we share a mic, yes or no?
Be honest.
Be honest, be nice to us, though. Our next song, oh, well, okay, that was good. I like that song. I like the beat. Yeah. Oh, my God, the new beat.
It really feels like you're underwater with this album.
I like this. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
And he just cracked.
No.
No, it felt good. It's okay. It's okay.
Oh, my God. Is this real?
Oh, we going out tonight.
Gang, gang.
Oh, we got
to. Wait. Oh, we in a session tonight. Gang, gang. Oh, we going out tonight. Gang, gang. Oh, my God. This song is so lit. Congratulations. Now you'd be like, gang. Gang, 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 gang. Gnarly. Gnarly. Everything's gnarly. Everything's gnarly. Hottie hottie. Like a bag of talkies. I'm the beep. I'm the bleep.
I'm legit.
I be. They be trying to copy. I'm the bleep. I'm the bleep. Bum bum not. I wish we did the second part of that. I love the second part of that dance.
I think her hair was just in my mouth.
My hair?
Yeah. I don't know how it got.
That's how close we are, guys. We're that close that my hair's in Maddie's mouth right now. Yeah. So yeah, people of the world, let me know if you can hear us good. If not, I'll send Maddie back to the other side of the studio.
But other side of the studio.
I'll kick him out. But yeah, our next song is some 17
song coming on.
I'm so excited. I love this. Have you ever heard this song before?
Nope.
This song is really important. You probably heard of me playing in the
network
shower.
Network love.
I probably
electronic
have.
Network love.
This song is not all of 17. It is a you definitely couldn't hear a word you're saying. This song isn't all of 17. It's a unit, and they're performing this at their tour right now. And I don't want to talk about it because they're not coming to New York. But they're performing this at the tour right now. Let's see what Lexi said. guys, feedback. Sounds good. Yay! Okay, cool. So yeah, this is Joshua, June, Minghao, and Vernon. So it's just like the foreign line. Okay. Like it's like the American.
All 13 of them.
It's not all 1 million bajillion of them. It's only four of them. They're forming. It's like a subunit song they made. They never really got to perform it correctly because they released this album kind of around 2020-ish. So when they did the concert for it, it was like weird. It wasn't like a performance in front of people, so I don't know if they performed in front of like. But this song's really good. I'm so mad they're doing it at this tour and not the tour that I went on, but it's fine. And like I'm being really brave about it, but it's fine. But this is from the Anne Oud album, which one of their best title tracks, Fear, is from. And if you haven't listened to Fear, everyone should tap into Fear because it's so good, and the choreo is amazing. And that's it. This is Network Love. Let's freaking do it, guys. I'm so like, it's so weird to not have to turn off two mics. Okay, let's go.
So lucky, 77억의 질문 중에 우린 서로에게 답이 되어 이뤄진 면들로 이뤄진 형들 떠돌킨 그 가운데 surfing 난 파도 밀었지 내 앞에 너를
차차 나랑 춤춰 두차 눈을 맞춰
Don't really listen to 17, but that was kind of fine.
Sorry. I'm trying to, like, move you closer. I think you should tap into 17.
I'll quickly. Tap into 17.
Everyone, tap into 17 now. This is not a... This isn't a suggestion. It's a demand. Everyone has to tap into 17 now.
Everybody
now! Yeah, I just like that song a lot. I'm really mad that I'm not seeing it perform it live, but it is what it is. We move on.
You'll see him one day.
One day. I saw them once, but I want them to come back. Yeah, I saw them last year. Remember when I missed that?
I missed
17. But they're on their underscore new tour. And apparently underscore new tour can come to New York City, but it's fine. I'm not mad about it. I think it's because every K-pop group ever is touring right now. And there's just no space. Like, the Seraphim's touring, 17's touring, TXT's touring.
It's not very smart on their part.
I think Cordis is coming to New York. I just can't get behind them. I don't care for them.
Why don't you like them?
I don't have anything against them. I just can't. I don't care for those boys.
I just gotta get it. Watch me go.
I just go. It's just like their music is so like Travis Scott, and I'm like, if I want to listen to Travis Scott, I'm gonna turn on Travis Scott. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like I just, it feels like what their music has a very Western feel, and I feel like Western artists are doing it better. Okay. But that's just my personal thought. I think I like Go. I like the chorus of Go. I don't like the rest of the song as much. From what I've heard of Fashion, I'm not moving.
It's okay.
But I do love me a big hit group. I do love me a boy group. But I just
like their name, Cordis.
Yeah, Cordis is fun. I listen to it, and they seem like, well, they're all like young as hell.
Yeah, I think there's only one that is my age.
And then there's the one that's your age is like always like, get me away from these children. Like, get me away from these children.
They just, I like, they're like baby age. Go. I need them to come out with an album so I can, like, you know.
Full thing. Yeah, I wish I did like them more, but yeah, I just really, I feel like the way their sound is right now, and it might change, like, it's just very much like Western artists are doing it better, I feel like. I feel like I don't need to go to a K-pop artist to hear that.
Yeah.
But hey, this next song is Hate.
Is Hate? Oh, it's called Hate.
Hate by Talk Talk. We should talk, talk. We should talk, talk.
That's not this song, though.
That's not this song. I'm trying to think if I know another song. It's my... Oh, wait, I know this song. It's My Life. Have you ever heard this before?
I know.
Can y'all hear me over this? I think you can. Okay, cool. I'm trying to see... Have you ever heard this before?
So I can hear it.
Oh, you... Hold on, wait. Can you hear it?
No.
I turn on the monitors.
It's okay.
Can you hear the monitors? Can you hear me? Okay, whatever. It's fine. It doesn't even matter.
I might know it, but guys, I can't hear it, so it's okay.
It doesn't even matter. Okay. It doesn't even matter. It's fine. Yeah, that's how I know that them. So that was that. But this song is, hey, I saw this when I was looking for new music. Mm. And I was like, I want something new. And then I was like, and this came up on my recommended, and I was like, wait, let me tap in. I think this song came out in the 80s, but it's just a remaster from 1997. But I just love 80s. I love 80s music a lot. I love 80s music. In another life, I will be your girl. I hope you guys liked that. But yeah, I don't really have a lot to say about this. I just found it one day. I like this. I like Talk Talk. That's how they sounded familiar. I have that one song by them. Oh my god, I hit my nose piercing earlier and it hurts so much. Oh my goodness. Never get a piercing, guys. It's killing me.
No, except this is... Everybody get piercings.
Everyone get pierced now. Everyone get tattooed now. I miss my septum so much.
It's coming back to you.
Come back to me. All right, let's go.
Thank you.
guys.
Fire song.
Guys,
I'm back on my own mic.
Yeah, I kicked Maddie out. Just kidding. Maddie made that decision on their own.
I couldn't hear myself, and it was really weird.
Yeah, it was confusing. But that was fun. Good to know that we can basically just, like, share a seat there and share a mic. That was great. If we really wanted to, if we were feeling real codependent, we could do that. I'd like being able to see you face-to-face more. It feels like more of a conversation, though.
Other time, we were, like, kind of looking,
like, to the side. No one could see what I was just doing, but that's what's happening. We're now...
What?
I just lost everything in my mind. Guys, you know what we were talking about during that song? What should me and Maddie wear to TXT?
We have so many ideas.
Everyone tap in and type in the comments below what we should wear.
Yeah.
I have a light blue lace top with nothing, like, to do under, and so I don't know what to do. But we were like, what if we wore outfits that they have worn?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, what if we, like, K-pop idol Max, right? Because Maddie's Subin biased and I'm Yeonjun biased, so we would be our biases. Mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm. Apparently none of our outfits are matching up. Like, nothing is happening. I was thinking, what if I went, like, the Angel concept? Because they have, like, Angel, and I have a lot of white. Like, I can figure out something with white, but, like, also, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like to wear white, so that's my only problem. But there's an idea where I wear a shirt that has, like, a cutout
in the back, yeah,
into it. So I might do that. But I also could do Blue Hour Subin.
Blue Hour.
I was gonna do the Killa.
I want to do the Killa so bad, but I can't find that stupid shirt that Yeonjun is wearing. Oh my gosh. Oh my god, everyone's happy to the Killa. It's so good. I want to do the Killa really bad, though. I gotta figure it out. I have a lot of, like, white tank tops, and I'm like, do I have enough time to DIY belt buckles on them, though?
Yeah.
No, I don't. And I don't know how to sew. So, like...
So,
if I do Blue Hour, Yeonjun, Jacob, if you're still tuned in, I'm gonna have to borrow your black cowboy hat and, like, maybe your turtleneck. I don't know, because I don't have a turtleneck.
Also, it's, like, it's October. So
it's in October.
I don't know what the weather's gonna be like then.
I can't predict New York City weather too.
Will it be an outside venue or is it
inside? No, baby. It's an indoor event. Okay. Yeah. It's like Prudential Center is like it's a covered arena. We don't have a lot of like outdoor arenas. We have like our baseball fields are the only outdoor arenas we have.
Then I feel like I could wear whatever I wanted.
Yeah, you can wear whatever you want, honestly. Like, it's just like if we're gonna get there early. Mm-hmm. We're gonna get merch, we're gonna take photos. Because I need good sunlight photos, okay? I need to get the best photos for my Instagram at this concert because I'm gonna have a nice outfit on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we're gonna get photos. And we're gonna meet up with my friend Ashley, of course, because she's the GOAT. Mm-hmm. And they're sitting right next to us, actually. My friend Ashley, and then my other friend Sandra that I knew from high school. Not Sandra I mentioned before, I was middle school Sandra, this is high school Sandra. But they're gonna be sitting actually right next to us. So we'll see them at some point. So then they can take pictures of us. So then we are locked in. We have our matching outfits that may or may not be matching, depending on how everything goes.
I mean, hopefully the goal is in some way.
The goal is to be together. The goal is it plausible? The limit
does not exist.
Does the limit exist? It might. The limit might exist, low-key. So we don't know. But yeah, guys, put in the comments what we should wear to TXT. I'll like and respond. We're getting towards the end of the show, so I'm gonna make sure we get to Maddie's music, because that would suck if we didn't.
Yay!
Once again, I'm not gonna plug that. I don't want you guys to. Here's Have a Cigar by Pink Floyd. Let's freaking do it.
Sorry, that sounded...
Oh, haha, surprise.
Oh, it's still playing in my ear, too.
No, it's not.
So that was beautiful.
I like that sound it had.
I know. Yeah. I, like, feel like I recently came up on it, at least, like, this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I I listened to it, I think, beginning of this year, and then I rediscovered it, like, this semester.
Mm.
You know? It's just another tune that I know because of my dad.
It's really good. And I really had fun listening
to
that.
Most songs, I know them, but I don't know the name of them.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of things like, oh, I've heard this. Wait, what's the name?
Exactly.
And I am notorious for getting names wrong. As we read at the lunch table. Mel Gunk and Malwart.
Did you say?
Bellworth?
No.
Didn't Maddie write it down somewhere?
It might be in the notes. It was like...
Mel Gunk and Malwart.
Bugwort or something?
Bugwort. Their names are Mel Gunk and Malwart, though,
and then
right?
And then we were like Mogging. Mogwort. Melworth.
Melgung and Melworth?
Wait, no. It was Buckworth, you said.
Buckworth?
With Measley and Buckworth?
With Measley and Buckworth. So, yeah, notoriously bad at names and remembering things. So, hence, all I remember is a tune. A show tune, even. Next song is Love is Hate. You have anything you want to say about it?
I didn't know them until I went to my last recent Ricky Montgomery concert.
Ah, this guy had a million concerts. Whatever.
Which was in October, and they were the openers. And me and I were like, meh, we don't really like them. We didn't really listen to them, by the way. And then we got there, and I was like, what? What the heck? This is so good, guys. I took a video of them. And I was like, wait, this is kind of fi. And then I listened to all of their songs, and I was like, hey, I really like this song. And they sang the song live, and it's really, really, really good in
concert. I'm really excited. Seeing someone live can change everything.
Exactly. They had, like, this blue and, like, kind of purple and green light going on.
Uh-huh.
And, like with the lasers. And that just really added to the thing.
Yeah, that's how fire was.
If you really care, you can go into my highlights, and their name
is
Rabel.
I always care.
So they're in there.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. It's a really good song, and, like, I really like the tune, and they have really good music. So, yeah.
Everyone tune into Rabel right now, and I hope you enjoy Love is Hate. Let's go.
Love is hate.
Wait, did you write that song?
Yes.
Are you Roy? Ray? Bull?
None of them are named Ray.
Ray.
I'm the bull, though.
Bull. Dog.
Like Lexi? Bull?
Pit bull. Daddy-a. I am a pit bull. Daddy-a. Lexi Bull. Shout out Lexi Bull. Shout out Lexi Bull. Shout out Ray.
Shout
Ronaldo.
Out Ray.
Ray.
Ray, 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 Ray.
I've heard the song. We might be just talking about this. I heard this song before. I think they've shown it to me at some point.
I either showed it to you or you found it on your own.
Or I found it on my own. Mm-hmm. Which, I don't find a lot of things on my own. I listen to my K-pop realness playlist every single day, and that's all. So, like, the fact that I'm still able to have a two-hour show is actually surprising. But, yeah, I liked that a lot. It was great. And, you want to talk about the next song?
Yeah. The next song is Last Train at 25 O'Clock, and it's by Lamp. And when every time I think of it, I think it's going to be this slow song, but it's really, really upbeat.
Mm.
Like, I don't know. It's a really good song, though. I don't really have much to say about it. I was just like, I listened to a few. I knew
For
a
Lovers
few
is Lamps. A really good album. I love For Lovers mm-hmm. by...
I only knew a few of their songs, and I was just like, I need to expand my I need to know more about them and their music.
Lamp.
So
one time in high school, mm-hmm. you know, like that like app where you had a widget and you can draw something for someone.
Mm-hmm.
We should bring that back, by the way. That was so cute. I had this shared with someone I knew, and I drew the little lamp flowers for them, and that was like the best piece of art I've ever done ever in my life. By the way, mm-hmm. I'm so bad at art. Anyways, this is Last Train at 25 o'clock.
Yeah, I have nothing else to say about it. It's a good song.
Let's get a move on. Let's go.
Woo. And we're live.
You see, sometimes the world don't change to me and be so wonderful. Boom, 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 live life.
Breathe air.
I know somehow we're gonna get there and be so wonderful.
Boom, boom. What's the next song?
Last Train to London.
But
guys, we have two songs that start with Last Train.
Wait, hold on.
Which train are you getting on?
Which train are you getting on? The Last Train to London, or are you?
Are you going to the Last Train on London at 25 o'clock?
I think I'm on the last. I think I'm on the Last Train to London at 24 o'clock.
That's fire because I. Because I'm also.
Did you like that?
I like that. That's how I feel on the last train to London.
How I feel on the last train to London at 24 o'clock.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. I love a good soundboard. Evil laugh.
What's this one? Oh my god. What's the drum? What's the guitar in the back of this?
I know. What was the little guitar?
That was really good. Okay, anyways. Wait, no, I can't keep pressing these things. I gotta put it on the cup.
Okay, we have to get onto the last train of London at 25 o'clock before we miss it.
We have to go. The train is going to Oh, no, I can't play it. Not at all.
We'll be right back.
Was that really good?
So did you guys get on the last train to London at 25 o'clock? Yes or no?
Tap yes if yes, tap no if no. Yeah, I do also do know. I don't know if you've shown it to me or I've heard it somewhere. Is it in a movie or something?
I don't know. I mean, it's electric. Oh,
yeah, it's electric.
Electric Light Orchestra. So
I don't know. Are they like some famous? I don't know. Or I think I've been around you for so much. I've just heard every single song you know, probably ever.
Every single song you know.
Well, when we first became friends, we did a lot of sharing headphones, and I listened to your playlist a lot. So maybe that's what's coming from. I feel like I know a lot of these. I'm like, doom. I think they did it, but I just can't prove it.
I don't really know that song.
I know that part. It's like when we were on the couch and we watched the All Too Well 10-minute version.
Mm-hmm.
Great short movie. I've never even heard that. I don't think I knew it all too well, and that's all I got.
I know a lot of her songs. I don't really listen to her much
anymore. I don't listen to her. I'm not really like, oh my god, Taylor released Let Me Tap In.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, okay, I hear it.
I tried with the most recent
Dead Poets Society? Yeah. That's the movie. Wait, no.
It's something like that.
It's something like that, though. Torture Poets Department. There you go.
Dead Poets Society? I would have said yes, by the way. I was fully on board with that.
Torture Poets Department, yeah.
Yeah, no. Okay, anyway.
Anyway, you know what song I do love? What's that song? It's like... I don't know. Never mind. Doesn't matter. Next song is Otonoke.
Yep, by Creepy Nuts.
This is actually an opening for an anime. Yeah. Dandadan.
I watched the first season last summer. Mm. Whenever it came out, I watched it.
Right.
And then I waited for the second season. And I think it came out more recent than... Like, I just started watching it yesterday, the second season.
Wait.
But...
Because I remember...
It was...
Didn't we start watching the first season around the same time? Was that during spring or was that summer?
It might have... Okay, I think it was like 2 summers ago. I could be wrong, though. Okay,
Dandadan is not that old.
I watched JJK. That's why I was saying that. Sorry. I watched JJK too.
I was like, Dandadan like just came out. Yeah, like, it's a really fresh show.
I watched that...
It came out
like a while ago, though. Like, not too
long
ago.
Not super long ago, yeah, but it came out a minute ago.
I was texting On about it. I was like, have you watched this? Should I watch it?
I just remember, I don't know. Because I remember being like, I'm watching Dandadan. And you were like, oh my god, I'm watching Dandadan. And then I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. And then I stopped. I put down the cup.
It might have been spring. It was during one of breaks.
It was a break because we were home. I remember sitting at home trying. I watched like 4 episodes and I didn't watch a single episode after that.
Yeah.
I tapped out.
I think it was around Christmas that I started watching it.
Christmas time.
Because I binged it and I was crocheting for someone. So.
Thank God Maddie can snap because I cannot. Anyways, yeah, this is the opening to Dandadan.
Yeah, get excited.
It might, yeah, this might be our second to last song. We'll check it after. Let's freaking do it, guys.
Bye.
Kanime ga a ったな、こういうことかシャマラン。
入れた入れた入れた入れた入れた、眠り飽きた先で君が待ってた。盾と矛が肩を抱き合ったら、怒りが消え去ったら、心からだ。
This is like the third time I've done that this today.
That's okay, that's okay. So guys, go watch Dandadan. It's a really weird concept, but it's actually pretty good.
It was pretty interesting. I just haven't been able to like stick with the show. Mm-hmm. Those are Daredevil. Oh my god, we have to watch Daredevil today. I need to see Matt Murdock right now. I'm watching Daredevil for one of my classes, and that's the only show I've been able to stick to recently, but it's fine.
It's Dandadan's interesting. There's a lot of like action scenes, which I like.
Yeah.
So.
I think if I watched it like with you guys, I'd be able to watch. Yeah. I can't watch things alone.
No, I get it, because it's don't really make hard me drink for me
alone.
To start. Oh.
Don't make me drink alone.
That's a good movie.
I hated that movie.
Really?
I don't like scary movies.
I thought it was so stupid and funny.
I literally remember watching it with my brother, and I remember being scared for my life.
Really? Don't make me drink alone.
Don't make me drink alone. Don't make me drink alone. Yes, I'm scared. That's Chopped okay. Kiri.
Chopped Kiri.
That movie traumatized me.
Hey,
not
I get
actually.
That.
I was I get really that. Scared that whole movie. Shout out to Michaela for letting me hide in her shoulder, though. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
This will be our second last song, actually. This is going to be Do You Want to Know. Not to be confused with Do I Want to Know.
Do You Want to Know a Secret.
So I can only see... Oh, okay.
Do You Want to Know a Secret by The Beatles.
The hey. Beatles! I know, Hey, listen. Jude.
Oh. Don't make me
Hey,
sorry, guys,
Jude.
Guys. I don't know Hey, Jude very well.
A
I
Yellow
do,
Submarine.
Oh.
We isn't anybody oh. know? That's not the song.
No. We the, all live in a yellow submarine.
That's what that song sounds
yes.
like. Oh. I'm
yellow
sorry.
Submarine.
I know Beatles song. I put it on your CD. What song was it? I don't remember.
Here comes a, no.
No, it wasn't here. It comes was. A song. It was more, like. It was like. A, it was. It wasn't niche, but it was like kind of niche.
Was, yeah, it was closer to niche than.
Yeah,
popular,
close. Yeah, it was more niche than it was popular. So I literally don't remember. I know. Here comes the sun. Brum, brum,
I can't
brum,
listen
brum.
To that song anymore because I've heard it so many times.
Real, yeah. Understandable. This is the biggest Beatles fan ever.
But this is a really good song, and me and my sister would do little concerts, and I'm pretty sure we did this one, and I think she used to always pick it on, not Guitar Hero. I don't know. It was.
I like, almost just started playing it. I was really scared.
I don't know. We would do like I would be the drummer and she would sing. So
I had Guitar Hero. I just remember what I played Crazy Train.
Is that
Recipe Sauce the Other Room?
Is
Recipe Sauce the Other Room?
Recipe Sauce the Other Room.
Recipe.
Is that the game Guitar Hero with the drums? Because I know it's made
Drum
of
Hero.
Oh,
I don't know.
But there was a game where you could be a drummer and I was a drummer.
I remember I had the one that you had the physical guitar and you played it. Like
yeah,
that. that's Guitar Hero.
Guitar
right?
Hero.
Yeah.
But like we also had a drum set. Too. And you
I don't know if we had a we didn't have a drum set when we were kids. I don't know what game that was. Hmm. Y'all were just music maxing.
I guess so.
Apparently. Well,
okay, I want to know a secret.
What's your secret?
The song.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Promise not to tell. Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh. Listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? You long to hear. I'm in love with you.
guys, last thing I have to say is my dad just informed me it was the Beatles Rock Band on the Wii.
See, that was the most niche game. Like, I did not have the Beatles Rock Band on the Wii. Y'all
my
are just niche.
My dad is just Beatles-pilled, you know?
Your dad is Beatles-pilled, music maxing. Like, yeah. I had Guitar Hero. I played, like, Wii.
Yeah.
I had that, like, and then we had Xbox, and we had, the, like, mm-hmm, the live Xbox thing, but I was, like, Wii Sports, but it wasn't Wii Sports.
Yeah.
I want to play Mario Party so bad.
I want to play the Wii.
Can we get a Wii?
I mean, I might have to.
I'd pitch in.
I miss a Wii party.
Can we get a group Wii?
Yes.
Cool.
Perfect.
Mom and Dad, if you're listening, I want Mario Party Jubilee for Christmas.
Jubilee.
I really want it. Like, I really want it. It's like $60, but I want to play it so bad. And I think that everyone who lives with me could really benefit from playing Mario Party Jubilee. I think we'd all love it. And I want to win in Mario Party Jubilee. I love Mario Party. I'm a Mario Party fanatic. Anyways. This was Miscellaneous Music. It is 5 p.m., but we have one more song that we're going to let play. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you. We will see you next Saturday. No, we won't. I have a Broadway trip next Saturday, so you won't see me next Saturday. You won't see me the Saturday after that either. Oh, I'm not really sure because it's family weekend. Yeah. So that's TBD. But thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Maddie, for being here. I love you.
I enjoyed being here, guys.
Yay. I hope you're here every single time, all the time. I love having guests. And take this last one, Braxton Cook. New release, We've Come So Far.